And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight we are going to open, well, we're going to open this wine right here. We're going to take a look and see, well, this is an interesting wine I just picked up at the Total Wine, and we're going to give this a try and see what it tastes like. We're going to see what it's all about. And we're going to toast some birthdays. We're going to toast some anniversary. Well, we're going to toast some birthdays and some national days. I don't really have any anniversaries here to toast tonight that I know of. But if you have a birthday or you have an anniversary, drop it in the chat tonight, and we'll go ahead and toast it. We'll go ahead and toast it. Tonight, we'll also, well, it's going to be an open chat. You're going to make this show because this is going to be an open chat. We'll talk about some things, maybe throw out some dad jokes. We'll just have some general fun. That's all. If you're joining me for the first time or for the 129th time, because this is the 129th episode of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, this is a stream of consciousness kind of show. I do have some show notes. They're right here with me. I don't always follow them verbatim. Sometimes I don't follow them much at all because the show is not about me. It's about the wine somewhat. But this show is really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, kicking back with our favorite libation, no matter what it is. No matter what it is. You've heard me say this many, many times, I'm sure. You can drink whatever you want. As long as it's legal and you're legal to drink it, that's fine. Don't. If you're underage, don't be telling anybody that I told you that it's okay to drink whatever you want. That's not how it works here. That's not what I mean. Okay. Covering all the bases, keeping it legal. Okay. But as long as you can drink it, then of course, you know, your favorite libation, your favorite snacks. We're going to have some things to try with the wine here tonight. We have a really, really nice setup here of food to try with the wine, to pair with it and see how it works. If you're joining me here now, you can chat live with me on Facebook. Facebook page is Drink with Rick. You can do it live on YouTube. YouTube is at Drink with Rick, or Drink with Rick, excuse me. And Twitch. Twitch is at Drink with Rick and the number one. Drink with Rick and the number one. All one word. Drink with Rick one. And on Twitter. Twitter is at Drink with Rick. You can watch on Twitter and you can tweet me there. Now, you can also watch on the website live. I don't have a chat going there, but if you click on the post for this live episode going on right now, there's a comment box down below. Enter the comments, and I'll get them later on, and I'll be happy to respond in kind and read them on the show. You know, if they're safe for work, I'll read them on the show. Now, you can also catch the podcast. The podcast goes out Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern. This is the podcast version of this show. If you can't watch now or later, you can listen to it anytime at your leisure, wherever you are, while you're multitasking, whatever you're doing, you can listen right along with me on the podcast. The podcast is available at Drink with Rick, of course, and on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio, Deezer Radio, Amazon Music, PodcastIndex.org, and by email. If you go to the Drink with Rick webpage and click on the subscribe, and there will be a by email button there. You go by email, click on that button, put your email address in, and you'll get the latest episode as soon as it drops, and no salesman will call. I will not send any spam through there. Okay. I don't get your email address. It just goes into the system in general, just for giving you the podcast. Nothing else. Nothing else happens to it. You can unsubscribe at any time, of course, but please don't subscribe and subscribe on YouTube. And Twitch, follow on Twitch and Twitter as well. And you can get Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. You'll get the notifications as soon as we go live every Saturday night. And that's what we've got going on right there. So I did show the wine off in the beginning. I apologize for a little aberration there at the very beginning. I was a little bit thrown off because I had some last minute things I had to take care of here. I'm watching everything sort of all at once. I do all my own switching. I'm my own on-air switcher. I do kind of everything. I'm the production guy. I'm the editor. I'm the, you know, I don't have a floor manager. I don't have a floor director. I don't have a floor director. I don't have anything going on here. It's just me. Okay. Now I do have a couple of mods in the chat, and I think one of them's in there right now. CM Cinder's in the chat on Twitch. She says, "How is everybody?" And I hope you're doing well, CM Cinder. I'm glad you're here. I'm really, really glad you're here. Check out Facebook. Ed is here, and Ed says, "Ed is here." And in parentheses, he says, "Who cares? I do." In parentheses, Ed, I am glad you're here. I care. And everyone else here does care. We're glad you're here. Please stick around. We're going to have some fun. Okay. And you know what? We can talk about, you know, people love the Disney stories. You know, we tell the Disney stories, the times we were working at Disney back then. People love that. I get a great feedback, especially from the Twitch crowd. People on Twitch love to hear about the Disney days. Now, I've talked about my days at WOFL and WRBW and working, you know, having my own computer store and working at Bi-Tuber Radios and a lot of the other things that I do. But people really like to hear the Disney stories. So feel free to drop in some Disney stories. Let's talk about some anecdotes about our time back there working at Disney. And people like to hear that. It's a lot of fun. So maybe we can throw a couple of those out there tonight. And your memory is much better than mine, I'm sure. So correct me where I go wrong. I'm sure you will. But the memory fades. You know, I have more fond memories of working at Disney than I remember having when I was working at Disney. I'll put it that way. I mean, no, I enjoyed my time at Disney. I did. I mean, there were good days and bad days and in between. But yeah, for the most part, it was fun. It was an experience. An experience I will never forget, hopefully. But I'm glad you're here, Ed. Okay, so this is what we've got here tonight to drink. This is, this is a very interesting wine. It's a little unusual, too. You see that I don't know what it is, like a rope. It's a cord of some sort that wraps around the top and goes over the cork. And then the dock stamp is down below. This is a Marchese di Borgosol. It's a Salice. It's a Salice Salentino, and it is a Reserva. Salice Salat. I can't talk. Salice Salentino Reserva, and this is a 2018. This is a wine from Puglia, Italy, and Puglia. It looks like it says Puglia, but it's pronounced Puglia. Puglia, Italy, and it is somewhere around, I guess, the boot end, the heel of the boot end of Italy, as I understand. Never been to Italy yet. Maybe one of these days it will. Let's take a look at the back of this wine. The back of this wine, I'll read this as best I can. I'm an Italian, and I don't speak Italian. I barely read it. Marchese di Borgosole, Salice Salentino, Reserva, 2018. This is imported by Serenti Imports in Stamford, Connecticut. It is a product of Italy. It has 700, it's 13.5% alcohol by volume in this 750-milliliter bottle. It says red still wine. Red still wine. I don't know if that was red wine made in a still or if it's red still, like it's still red. I hope it's still red. It's supposed to be a red wine. But that's what we've got tonight. Now, let me show you what I have to pair it with. What we have to pair it with is, camera three is on, barely on. That was what I had just before the show. I looked over and I thought, oh, camera three's not there. And I had to set it up real quick. So that's why I was running a minute or two behind and a little discombobulated at the start of the show. I was setting up camera three at the last second or two. Okay, so this is what we have to pair it with tonight. This is... we have a really nice selection here. We have This is Porterhouse Steak. Oh, steak, 2 weeks in a row. But this is a wine that's supposed to be had with steak and a lot of other things. We have some smoked turkey here. I believe this is smoked turkey. And then we have some yellow rice, and we have some cooked, this is some cooked carrot, and some crackers to clear the palate with if need be. Then we have a couple of cheeses here. This cheese we've had before. This is a Murray's, what is this thing called? Murray's Aged Crock. And then, of course, we have the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda, which is one of my personal favorites. See, I need some wine tonight. I really, really do. Okay, so, by the way, if I didn't mention this before, you need to contact me. You can contact me here, drinkwithrick.com, rick@savoymedia.com. If you want to send me a bottle of wine to review, I'll give it a fair and honest review. Or if you want to recommend any wines to me, or if you want to recommend, anything for the show, anything to add, anything to take away, anything to change, anything, tell me some dad jokes. It's fine. Send me some dad jokes. I love dad jokes. And we're going to have some dad jokes probably here before the night ends. I'm one of them. Okay, so this self-degrading humor there. I have not had any wine, but it's been a rough week, and I'll tell you about it later, maybe. Okay, so this is what we're going to do now, which we're going to open up this wine. Let me check and see if everybody's still with us here in the chat. Kind of quiet on YouTube tonight. Ed, how are you doing? I hope your week went very well, my friend. Now, we're going to open this up. This is very interesting because I almost hate to open it. Well, I don't hate to open it, but I hesitate to open it because it's such a nice looking. It's such an unusual bottle, isn't it? It's an unusual setup for a bottle of wine. But I'm going to go ahead and do it and break the stamp here. I'm not sure how it opens up. I don't know if you just pull it open. Well, I guess it pull it open. And, of course, this is corked. Well, I mean, the wine isn't corked. I mean, that's a bad thing. That would be a bad thing if the wine was corked. But, I mean, it's a cork tonight instead of a screw cap. So, tonight we have the mechanical. Let me get a close-up on this. The mechanical corkscrew, which I like to use, and we haven't used it in quite a while. So let's see how it works on this bottle. This 750 milliliter bottle of wine goes in really easy. Whoa, comes out easy. Wow, that's a nice cork. That is a nice looking cork. Okay, so that's not one I see. Now, normally I don't take the cork out right away, but I'm going to do it this time because this is kind of a nice looking cork. I like this. This is a cork that's got a little head on it there. Look at that. Can you see that? It's a cork with a bezeled head on it there, right there. That's pretty cool. Don't see that too often. Pretty nice. There's something written on the front of it. On the top of it, excuse me. All right. I'll set that aside for now. And then, of course, to pour it, to aerate it, I've got my Veneto aerator from the Veneto Wine Lover set. Nice tight fit. This should be good. This should be really good. Looking forward to trying this wine out. And then, of course, to hold, almost broke it, to hold the grape nectar, I have my genuine Galway, genuine Irish crystal glass from Ireland, given to me by my employers at buytwoburritos.com. It's genuine. It's genuine Irish crystal glass, genuinely from Ireland. Okay, we're going to pour a little bit of this. And it's leaking a little bit at the top. I think I know what I did. I think I inverted this thing a little bit. Let's see. Just a little bit. Let's pour a little bit. And we'll set it aside. And everybody have your Drink with Rick coasters ready? And if you don't have one, let me know. I'll see if I can send you one. I'm kind of out of the moment, but I'm going to have some more made up. And then, if you want, send me an email. Send me an email or, send me a note, put something in the chat, and I'll see if maybe I can send you a Drink with Rick coaster. And everybody watching Drink with Rick should have a Drink with Rick coaster. Okay? They should. You should. Yeah. So, and I'll just send you one. It's not a big deal. You know, it costs probably, I don't know how much it costs to mail it anymore because the post office keeps raising the rates, but it's not a big deal. I send you one. Okay. Okay. So we've got the wine here. We're going to set it aside for just a few moments and let it breathe. And actually, I can smell the aroma. I'm getting aromas from as soon as I pour the wine. I'm getting aromas from the glass. I'm getting some aroma right now. I'm getting some scents from the glass. Well, from the wine in the glass. And that's good. I guess that's good. We'll find out in just a moment, but I'm going to let it open up for a few moments. And while it's doing that, let's learn a little bit more about this wine. Now, let me grab the correct mouse here. Okay, so I did look it up, and I purchased this at Total Wine, by the way. And this was another bottle of wine that, as I mentioned last week, I think we tried a bottle last week that... as a matter of fact, I think I still have it up here somewhere, don't I? I have the front of it. I think this is what we had last week. Well, this was a Pinot Noir, this one right here. And this turned out to be a pretty decent wine. And I like Pinots, and it was a decent wine for the price. But this was one where I had a couple other bottles of wine in my hand, and the salesperson in Total Wine said, hey, you really need to try this one. So I gave it a try, and I kind of liked it. But then he directed me to another one. He said, you know what? There's another wine that is really, really interesting because the wine is pretty good. He says, the wine is really good, but the bottle itself is interesting. He says, this is my favorite wine because the wine is great. It goes well with everything I've tried. Plus, he says, especially pizza, things like that. I think that's what he said was pizza. He's tried it with a lot of different things. But he said, this is my go-to wine because the price is right and the bottle is really cool. He says, I really like the bottle. So I said, I'll give it a try. And that's what this wine is right here. So that's what we're going to do tonight. So I didn't know that much more about the wine. He couldn't really tell me that much more about it, except he really liked it. So I looked it up for myself. There's not a whole lot on it. Vivino has some things on the wine. They've got a 3.9 star rating with 45 ratings on the wine. And it is on the internet. It is online and you can find it online, but mostly it is Total Wine that sells this. And I see some pricing here. Empire State of Wine in New York has it for $14.99 a bottle. And Total Wine has it I think the one in Charlotte where I shop at, it says $12.99 or three for $33. Okay, I didn't see that. If this wine's any good, I might take advantage of that pricing if it's any good. That's not too bad because that puts it down, $11 a bottle. That's not bad. So, I'll have to keep that in mind. If it's any good, I don't know. I've never tried this wine. Not yet. $12.99. And that is what I paid for it. I paid $12.99 for this bottle of wine. That's what we've got going on here. It gets some pretty decent reviews from what I've seen, but I really don't, I don't know. We'll give it a try. So let's go ahead and try it now. Well, before I do that, let me check the chat one more time. And Ed, I do care you're in the chat, and I'm glad you're here. I know my lovely wife, she is watching probably downstairs, but she can't really chat with me down there because she's watching it on the big screen TV, I think, is when I last saw her. She had a big screen TV on. She's watching on YouTube, I think. And CM Cinder's in the chat, and it's quiet everywhere else. So nothing going on YouTube. So let's go ahead and try this. Oh, yeah, she is. Look at that. YouTube. She's watching on YouTube, and she is in the chat on YouTube. And she says hello, and right back at you. My lovely wife, she does the pre-production on the food. She puts that all together. And thank you for being here, Chi. She is watching on YouTube. So we've got somebody pretty much everywhere except Twitter right now watching. I don't know. I don't know if we're getting any tweets on this or not. So who knows? I know we're up there. I can see us up there. So, you know, if you're on Twitter, you know, tweet me. Go ahead and tweet me and let me know how it's going with you on there. Okay, where were we? Oh, yes, we're going to taste the wine. So let's taste the wine. Get a little bit of a swirl. Oh, yeah, the aromas are coming through. Oh, wow. Give it a little bit of a whiff. Oh, let me fix something here in just a moment. All right. All right, let's see. Get some cherry. And there's some red fruit. This is a wine with red fruit in it. And I'm smelling a mix of cherry and strong cherry. Strong cherry, but some strawberry in there, too. Give me some strawberry. Okay. It smells a little oaky. Let's see. Wow, this is a busy wine. This is a very busy little wine here. Cherry, strawberry. It is a little oaky. It is a little oaky. I am tasting a hint of plum in there, I think, some plum. But there is also a hint of chocolate in there. Chocolate, just a little hint of that. This is kind of a bold wine. It has a very heavy body to it. It looks like it's a heavy-bodied wine. It's definitely not a light-bodied wine, but it does kind of taste a little watery first. Now, I don't want to say watery. I mean, it just kind of tastes, well, maybe smooth is more like it. It's more smooth. There's a little bit of tannin in here. Not much. It's kind of light on the tannin, I think. And it's dry. It's not sweet, but there's a twinge, just a twinge of sweetness as it goes down. And it's a very smooth wine going down. The finish is very smooth. And that's why I was saying it was a little watery, because it seems almost too smooth. It just like, it almost goes down like a flavored water at the very end. But it's not. I mean, it's not really watery, but it kind of reminds me of one of those, what do they call them? Like those flavored waters. As it goes down in the finish is very, very light. But it is a very smooth wine. 2018, I think this is probably aged fairly well. It's not bad. I think as it opens up more, we'll probably get more out of this, because I can taste some other spices and things in here. I can taste some other flavors that I can't pick out just yet, because everything's a little bit concentrated. I mean, I'm getting the cherry. I mean, it's loaded on the cherry. I'm getting some of the strawberry. And as I said before, I'm getting a hint of chocolate and just maybe just a little bit of plum in there. But I think there's a lot more. There seem to be some other flavors mixed in that I can't really pick out just yet. I think as it opens up, I will probably be able to do that. So, and this is leaking. I don't know why it's, maybe it's time for another, it might be time for another aerator. You know, it looks like it's, this air. You know, we've had this aerator for the last two seasons of Saturday Night Wine Stream, and maybe it's time to get another one. I think it's pretty much worn it out. So we're going to pair it with some food here in just a moment. But let's check and see what's going on in the chat. And Ed, you're quiet now, but I'm glad you're here. Please tell me how things are going on your end. I hope they're all going very well. And let's see what's it's kind of quiet on Twitch at the moment. We have folks watching on Twitch. Please go in the chat and tell me how you're doing. Tell me how things are going with you. Don't be shy. I know we have viewers there. It's just that I don't know who they are until you show up in the chat. But please, please drop in and say hi. Okay, so I've got some, let's see, where is it? Camera three, here we go. I have some foods to pair this with. I think, now this is a wine, I think so far, because it is very light, this is a wine I would not be afraid to drink on its own so far. Like I said, it has to open up a little bit more, but I think this is a wine I would not be afraid to drink with friends, just without food. I don't think it's going to be a problem drinking without food, but things go better with food, right? Wine goes better with food. Food goes better with wine. They go hand in hand. They're meant for each other. So we're going to try it first with this. This is the Porterhouse, and of course, it's getting a little cold probably because it's been out here for a while. Let me try a piece of Porterhouse steak. We'll try that. And give it a taste. It's a really good steak, by the way. My wife marinated it. And actually, she did the grilling tonight. She did the grilling basically because I was in there dog sitting. I was watching the dog. More on that later. But really good steak. Let's try it with the wine. Oh, yeah. I like that. And it brings out a little bit of smoke, you know, because it has a little bit of an oaky taste to it, the wine itself. It really adds to the smoky flavor of the meat, of the grilled meat. And, I would like to try that again. I really would. This is actually pretty good. I really enjoy that. I would have had this with dinner tonight, this wine, but I was saving it for the stream. And I have a feeling that I would have had a lot more steak than I did, and a lot more wine as well. I think we had a Stella Rosa tonight. The wine, it was my wife's choice. She and Tia liked the Stella Rosa. Okay. Although I prefer the dry reds with my steak. I can tell you, this is one. I got to chew my food up really good. Oh, yeah. I like that. It's very nice. That's very nice. Very nice. But, let's clear the palate a little bit. We'll try it with the smoked turkey. We'll try it with smoked turkey. And here it is right here. Oh, it's camera three. Here we go. Camera three, smoked turkey. This is from the Q Shack in Charlotte. Q Shack. It's good, actually. Tasty. Try her. Oh, wow. It really brings out the smoked flavor of the turkey, too. Really accentuates that. Kind of magnifies it. I like that. I bet it'd go good with the mix with the sauce, with the barbecue sauce from the Q Shack. I think this would be a real, real good combination. Clear the palate one more time. And we'll go back to camera three. And we'll try it. This time we'll try it. What are we going to try it with? Let's try it with a little bit of the rice. That sounds pretty good. I'm doing this with my left hand, so it's kind of hard to grab the rice. And, you know, I hope I don't drop it. Let's see if I drop it here. This is a yellow rice. How it goes with that. Not my first choice for the yellow rice, but it's not bad. It's not bad. Not a bad pairing. Let's go. I'll clear the palate one more time. Again. And this time, This time we're going to, I'm looking at the wrong camera again, because I hit the wrong button. Okay, well, anyway, let's go back to camera three. I do that a lot, don't I? Let's try it with the cooked carrot. Now, this cooked carrot is interesting because my wife grilled it. She did it in the grill. I'll tell you how she did it in just a minute, but it's really, really, really good. Mm. And it does have a grilled flavor to it. I'll tell you why. See how this goes. Mm. Oh, I like that. That's nice. Goes good with the veggies. I like it with the veggies. Very good. I like it. Nice, nice pairing right there with the veggies. I think that guy at the Total Wine was correct on that. He said it goes well good with a lot of different foods. I think he was right about that. Absolutely. All right, clear the palate again. Let's go back to camera three. Let's try it with some cheese now. All right, I'm going to try it with this. Now, this is not my favorite cheese. We've had it in the last few wine streams. Not my favorite. It's okay. Murray's Aged Cork, I think is what it's called. Crock. Murray's Aged Crock. I see, I tend to remember cheeses that I like more, and this was not my favorite cheese. It's okay. It's aged a bit. In fact, I think it's aged a bit since I last tasted it. It's the same cheese we had last week. The same block of cheese we had last week. Yeah, definitely aged a bit more than it was last week. Ooh, okay. Hey, it's actually not bad. I can't say that I care a lot for that cheese, but it works pretty well with this wine. I like it. So if this is a cheese that I don't particularly care for, I just have the wine, use the wine to wash the cheese down with. And that saves the day right there. That saves the day. Look at the wrong camera again, aren't I? Yeah, sorry. Okay, so let's clear the palate one more time. And then now let's try it with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda, and I'm looking forward to this because we've never had a miss on this. I'd be really, really surprised. I'd be shocked if this did not work with this wine. And I'll need to pour some more wine, too. This is, love the Double Cream Gouda. Excellent cheese. Let's try it with the wine. Okay, you know how I said this wine was smooth? It tasted kind of smooth, light, very light and smooth. The cheese, the Double Cream Gouda, is a very creamy cheese for what it is. I mean, it's a Gouda, but it's very creamy for that. Hence the Double Cream Gouda, I guess. It goes pretty well with this wine. However, I think that if the wine was bolder, if there was more tannin in the wine, it would probably make the cheese creamier. As it is right now, it kind of washes down the cheese, which is good. I mean, it goes well. It's not bad. It goes really well with the cheese. But I think that if there was more tannin in the wine, it would make the cheese taste a little more creamier and add to it, like some of the wines we've had in the past. So it's a good pairing. It is a good pairing. I still say that this is a winner, the cheese and the wine combination is a winner. It's just not exactly what I expected as far as the pairing was concerned. I think that's got it for the pairing part of this. And once again, this is what we're drinking here. Let me show it to you again. And what it's called? It's called a Marchese di Borgosole. It's a Salice Salentino Reserva. This is a 2018 wine. It is made with, as I understand it, let's see. Actually, I couldn't find out much information on the grape itself. But let me see if I can find a little more information on this grape. If I can do that. let's see. I think it had, it was a specific type of grape that that came out. I don't know if I can find it, but this is a grape that's grown in Puglia, Italy. And the thing about this kind of grape is that it needs a fairly mild climate, but this climate that it's grown in there, I guess, tends to be kind of hot. And they've had to sort of acclimate things to make the grape, you know, to grow the grape well. I guess in the last few, as I understand it, the last few seasons, they've been able to really kind of perfect that. So they're able to grow this grape in that climate well, that so that it comes out really, really well in the winemaking process. To be honest, I'm not really sure about the grape itself, but definitely it's a different grape variety than what I'm used to trying out. So I had some other information on it earlier, but I don't recall. I don't recall where it is right now. Let's see if I can find it. I couldn't find a whole lot of information about this wine. There's some out there, but it's just not that prevalent. And there was no tech sheet that I could find on the wine as far as the vineyard, the winery, or any of the winemaking process on it. And there wasn't, you know, if you look on the back of the wine, once again, I read you everything pretty much that's on the back of the wine, except, of course, for the government warning. You know, it was on the back of every bottle of wine. It's the same thing. There's no point in reading that. And, of course, the barcode. You know, the UPC code. But other than that, there really isn't a whole lot of information about what grapes are used in this wine or what grape is used in this wine. I don't know for sure if it's a red blend or if it's just that one particular grape. I really don't know. But I'll have to do a little more research and find out, because I like the wine. It's a very interesting wine. I like it. This is an Italian wine from Italy. From Puglia, Italy, no less. And if you can pronounce it, that's all the better. All the better. So, anything going on Twitch tonight? Anything happening? Maybe this is going to be a short show, which is probably all right, because it's been a rough week. It's been a rough week. But before we get there, let's go to the birthdays, because I think it's time to do the birthdays. And we're going to start off the birthdays. I'm going to cue the fireworks. Fireworks cued for the birthdays. My first birthday toast is one I made last week, but I want to make it again because his birthday was on Friday, which was yesterday, and it was so close to being today that I figured, hey, I might as well toast him again. And this is to my good friend and my employer, Danny. Danny and his wife, Charity, are the ones who gave me this glass, as a matter of fact. And they've given me some really nice wines over the years as well. Some of them I've kept and saved for special occasions because they are really, really nice wines. I'm not going to go into too much detail there, but let me just put it this way. It's not a wine that I would just open up and drink by myself on a weeknight or something. This is kind of not that I'm going to drink on the weeknights usually anyway, because I'm usually up late, working late, as it is. But these are wines that are for very special occasions, if you know what I mean. And I think you do. So anyway, Danny's birthday was yesterday, the 17th. And, whoa, this thing really is leaking, isn't it? Okay, well, good thing I've got some. Keep it away from the keyboards and the mic. Anyway, his birthday was the 17th, and I want to say once again, here's another birthday toast to Danny. Danny, happy, happy birthday, and may you have many, 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 many more. And I'll toast you again, because I still have the glass right here. Happy birthday. This is to Danny Feimster, president of BiteAwayRadios.com, Crook Adventures and BiteAwayRadios.com. Okay, I've got another birthday to toast. I've got a few more birthdays to toast. Let me toast, see how many of them I can toast. Now, I'm going to hold this. Maybe I should just do it this way. I don't know. It's leaking on me. I can't believe it. Oh, wow. It's leaking. Okay, so Nothing against the wine. The wine's great, but my aerator is leaking. Okay, this is my next birthday toast is for my good friend Tom. Tom, and I've mentioned Tom many times before. I have toasted him many times before. Tom has done a lot of great things I worked with him at WFL and from the very early days. So I've known Tom for a long, long time. Well, very long time. It must be, 41 years? Is that true? 41 years. Wow. I haven't seen him in like 30 years, 31 years. But Tom and I go way, way back to our days at WFL together. And Tom worked in engineering. He's one of the guys that kept everything running over there at Channel 35 and kept us on the air. One of those guys that did that. And, you know, I've mentioned other people there like Bill Casto. My good friend Bill Casto passed away a few years ago. He and Bill, those guys, they worked together. They kept the station humming. They kept us on the air. And Tom did more than that, though, because he helped us out on a couple of occasions with my buddies and myself when we were working on our other little one of our little entrepreneurial projects. But anyway, I want to say, Tom, I want to say happy, happy birthday. Here's to you. Happy birthday to my good friend, Tom Panko. Your birthday is today. And it's still today for another hour. Well, it's another hour and 23 minutes, right? Anyway, happy, happy birthday. I hope you're having a great one, my friend. And in one of these days, maybe we'll get back down to your way to see you. That'd be great to have a little reunion, right? Anyway, here's to you. Happy, happy birthday. And may you have many, 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 many more. Tom Panko, one more time. Happy birthday. That's for my good friend Tom. Oh, I've got some more. You know what? I've got 1, 2, 3. Wow, almost forgot. 3. I have 3 birthdays to toast. They're all WOFL alumni. It is still leaking, goodness. Maybe I should just take this thing off and... Okay, whoa. This aerator is really leaking. Technical difficulties, folks. Okay. I'm getting more wine on the table than I am in the glass, I think. All right, so the next birthday toast I want to make is to my good friend Matt. He and I also go way, way back to WFL. He worked in the production department. Your birthday, Matt, if you're watching, is 9/22. That's this coming Wednesday. It's September 22nd. Matt, here's to you. Happy, happy birthday. May you have many, 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 many more. To Matthew Kennedy. And you know what? Matthew, as a matter of fact, it was a little while back. Matt had gotten into the chat and he made a note about the bottles of wine I had in the back there that they were sitting upright. He says, you know, you should be, because I was having trouble uncorking one. And he says, well, you should be, his comment was, you should be keeping them on their side. Actually, all of those. A lot of the wines I do keep on my side, in fact, all the wines in my wine fridge, they're all on the side, and I keep some others on the side. The reason these are upright is because they're not going to be, all of them here are going to be consumed very quickly after they're purchased, and they're purchased upright, you know, they're sitting on the shelf upright, and they're up there for show. These are up there for show. You wouldn't be able to, if I had them all laying on the side, you wouldn't be able to tell what they were. You wouldn't be able to see them. So because I'm consuming these really quickly, I'm just leaving them upright. Now, the rest of the bottles here, of course, are empty. And these are wines that we have, because you can see the cork sticking out, these are wines that we have opened up during the course of the last 3 years we've been doing this show. So just to set the record straight, that's why they weren't on their side. And the one that I had trouble uncorking, actually, I think it was on its side for a while. And I think at one point, and then because I think I had it, if I remember right, I might have had it in the fridge for a while, but it was just a tough cork to get out. It was just, and I was having some trouble with my corkscrew. Anyway, I digress, as I do on this Stream of Consciousness show. Anyway, once again, here's to Matt. Happy birthday. He is correct, though. Matt is entirely correct. If you're going to store wine for any particular time, you need to store it on its side. And the reason for that is because it keeps the cork from drying out. Well, one of the reasons. There are several reasons for it. There's several reasons, but one of the reasons is to keep the cork from drying out on the inside. But there are other reasons as well. In any case, he is 100% correct about that. Absolutely. Another toast. I want to make another toast to another friend of mine from WOFL. This is for Charles. Charles. Wow, he just got a certificate. I have to go back and look again on what it was, but he's celebrating his birthday this coming Wednesday on the same day as Matt is, but he also had another achievement, just a recent achievement. I won't go into too much what it is right now, but Charles, here's to you. I'm really proud of you, and I know he's awesome. He's been working... He's worked with a number of different cities as city manager, and he's done a couple of other things. Before that, he was working with us over at WFL in the production department, but he's made quite a career for himself doing this sort of thing with city management, and he's done a phenomenal job everywhere he's gone. And I remember he's a very smart guy, very smart guy. He does a fabulous job in whatever he does. Charles, here's to you, my good friend Charles Rudd. Your birthday is this coming Wednesday, September 22nd. Happy, happy birthday, and may you have many, many, many more. You know, Charles, I've mentioned Charles a number of times. You know, his son, I think his son is getting married or just got married. Son's getting married. His son and my kids knew each other when they were very, very young. This thing is really leaking. It's getting all over the place. Anyway, I might just have to take that thing out of the bottle. Anyway, so Charles' family and my family were good friends for many, many years. And I've told you, Charles is the one who I used to play. We used to play squad leader on Wednesdays and Friday nights at WFL in the break room late at night after our shifts were over, and we'd stay for hours and grab pizza, you know, bring in some food and do a little potluck and that sort of thing and just stay up and play. Because, you know, the station was on 24 hours, so it's like there's no, you know, we could just go in there and stay there all night if we wanted to, basically. So, sometimes that's almost what we did. And we've been out, Charles and I have also taken, we've been on some hiking trips together. We've gone out and done some weekend hiking trips. Ocala National Forest is one noticeable one that we went on that was a lot of fun. It rained a lot of the time. And he was really concerned that I would never go hiking with him again after that trip just because it seemed so miserable because it rained the entire time and we're up to our knees and mud and sludge, you know, trudging, doing this hiking trip and everything. And I had a great time. I think to this day, he still thinks I had a miserable time. I'm just saying that just to make him feel better. But I honestly did have a great time on that trip. And there were two reasons I had a great time on the trip. One, it was a real adventure. It was a real adventure outdoors. And even though, it rained a lot and it was still an experience. I had never experienced anything quite like that before. And it just made it a lot more adventurous. And second of all, I was with my friend Charles, who knew his way around the trails really well, a very experienced hiker. And I've been on other hiking trips before, but just hanging out with my buddy and we just sharing this adventure together. It was just really, really cool. And I mean that sincerely, Charles. Anyway, once again, here's to you, my good friend, Charles Rudd. Happy, happy birthday. Now, I have another, I've got to go through these, don't I? Or else it's going to get late. All right, let's go real careful with this. I'm going to have to take this out. I'm going to have to take the aerator out because it's just leaking too bad. Too bad. All right, let's just pull. That's almost worse. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, adventures and on the Saturday Night Windstream. So, anyway, my next toast is for my good friend Angelo. Angelo, who works at Blueberry. And I've known he and I, I met him in person, I think, once. Yeah, I did at PodFest one year. And Angelo is, he's, yeah, what a mess. Angelo and I go way back to our days on the Tech Podcast Network and early days in Blueberry. Anyway, he works for Blueberry, and he's a really, really nice guy. And he's helped me out a few times when I called in with issues. He's helped me out for some technical issues. And I really, really appreciate that. He knows his stuff. Definitely. When it comes to and we're talking about podcasting, the podcast world, when I have some technical issues with things, with the podcast and the platform and all that sort of thing, he would help me out. Anyway, here's to Angelo. Angelo Mandato, your birthday is Thursday, the 23rd, Thursday, September 23rd. Here's to you. Happy, happy birthday. May you have many, 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 many more. It's for Angelo Mandato. And there are two more birthdays I want to do, two of them. All right, let me be careful with this. Oh, my goodness. I need a new aerator. Okay. The next birthday is for my good friend Chris. Chris, he is one of the founders of this is PodFest. I have a lot of friends who are named Chris, but Chris is one of the founders of PodFest. And the reason I stopped for a moment was because I was wondering if anybody else knew which Chris I was talking about, because I have mentioned him many, many times before. I have congratulated him many times before. One of the things I've congratulated him for was for a book that he wrote. And I've given away several copies of his book, and in the past, maybe I can give away another one this coming November or so, and we'll do a special. Maybe I'll give another copy of his book. Do you have a copy of his book? I think you do, of Chris's book. And Chris, very, very knowledgeable guy, but he wrote a really, really cool book, and it's called Start Ugly, and which is exactly what I did with this show. And it was kind of an inspiration for me for doing the show. And that's why I give away copies of his book from time to time, because I really like his book. And it's a short read. It's a nice read. But anyway, Chris has done so many things, and he's a really super nice guy. He's been really good to Tommy and me, and just really cool guy all the way around. Anyway, Chris, here's to you. Happy, happy birthday. Your birthday is coming up this Thursday as well. Happy, happy birthday. September 23rd. Happy birthday, Chris, for Chris Kremitzos. And may you have many, 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 many more. To Chris, I have one more birthday to toast, and this is for my good friend Bill. Bill is another WOFL alumni. I have not seen Bill in a long time. I'm not really sure exactly where he is, but we've been friends on Facebook for many years. Bill was always a fun guy to talk to. He worked in engineering. He was one of the on-air switchers at WOFL, Channel 35. I always really enjoyed hanging out with Bill. Really cool guy. Anyway, Bill, here's to you. Bill Pyle. His birthday, September 24th, which is this coming Friday. Happy, happy birthday. And my friend Bill Pyle. And I think that does it for the birthdays this week. Once again, we're drinking this, and let me see if I can say this correctly in Italian. The Marchese di Borgosole. It's a Salice Salentino. It's a 2018 Reserva. This is a, so far, I'm really liking this wine. I really like this wine. For the price, it's not too bad. I think I paid $12.99 for it, if I believe. Anyway, I'll have a final review at the end of the show. Final review comes up at the end of the show. And in the meantime, back to the show. So we've got some national days. And let me go back to the chats for just a minute. It's been very quiet on Twitch tonight. Very unusual. We have people watching. Jump in. I can see there are viewers in the chat. And my good friend Ed says, you may celebrate my Pfizer vaccine booster shot, which I got this afternoon, with a toast. Well, Ed, I'll be more than happy to do that. I would be delighted to do that, as long as I can pour a little more wine in the glass without... My goodness. You know, the Pfizer shots, they require two shots. They've been talking about a third one for all of these. I don't know what the outcome is going to be for that, but I really don't have an issue with them. As long as they're not making me sick, I'm okay with that. Look, I've had my... Okay, this might be a TMI, and it's a very personal information. And look, some people have not had their shots. Some people have. My contention is that it's a personal choice. Okay? But it's one of those things where you make that choice, and that's the choice you make, you know? Now, my choice was to get the shots. I did. I got the shots. I've had the Pfizer. As a matter of fact, we had the Pfizer shots. All of us in the family did. Chi and the kids and I. We all had it. So everybody except the dog. We all had our shots. We got them together. We got both our shots. We're good. You know that's fine. But my contention is, you know, it's a personal choice, but at the same time, it's like everything else in life. You know, you make your choices, but when you make your choices, your life is the direction of your life is dictated by the choices you make. There are people that make good choices in life. There are people that make some mixed choices in life. I can't say all the choices in life I've made are good. I've made some pretty bad choices for some things. I've made mistakes, as we all do, and none of us are perfect. But there are some people that make bad choices throughout their lives, and they wind up in a really bad situation. My take on this, my opinion, is that if I would get the shot because, I mean, I got the shots. That's what I would do. But I'm not you. You're not me. And you make the choice. It's your personal choice. And I'm not going to tell you what choice to make. That's completely up to you. But just keep in mind that the choice you make, that's the choice you're going to have to live with. Short term, long term, or whatever. And if you're okay with that choice, I mean, that's your choice. If you're okay with it. But... For us, we got the shots. You know, we did it, and we're good. But on that front, now whether that turns out to be the best choice for us, I don't know. But that was the call we made on that. That was the choice we made. And it's just like everything else in life. Life is full of choices, decisions, things to do, and that's, I mean. There's not much more I can say about that. You know, you make your own. I think that everybody should be free to make their own choice, but also consider at the same time where those choices could lead. You know, is that choice going to be good for you and your family and for those around you, for others affected by the choice or not? Don't consider just yourself in making the choice. Consider everyone else as well. And I think, I'm pretty sure that everyone who watches Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine stream, everyone considers that. Because the people that watch this show, if you're watching this show, I know you think about not just yourself. You think about the others around you. You think about your family and your friends and everything else. See, I know you make some good choices. Okay? I know you're smart. You can, you're good. Whatever your choice you make, I trust your choice. Okay? So there you go. Because it's your choice. It's not mine. And Ed says, you may celebrate my Pfizer booster shot, and we're going to do that right now. Ed, congratulations on, I didn't mean to get onto a rant or anything. It's not a rant. It's just my opinion. Anyway, Ed, I'm going to celebrate your Pfizer shot right now. This is to Ed for his Pfizer vaccine booster shot. Congratulations. A toast to you, my good friend Ed. Congratulations on your booster shot. And everything's okay? No adverse effects? Anybody have any adverse effects? Those who've taken the shot, any adverse effects to that? I was very, when I got my shot, I was really, I was going to take, I took a half day off from work because I really didn't know what to expect. You know, I just went ahead and took the half day off and thought, well, you know, there might be some residual side effects or whatever from it. I'd heard a few things. And my bosses had already gotten their COVID shots and the Pfizer shots as well. And they were reporting a couple, you know, mild things, mostly some fatigue. So I thought, well, you know, let me just play it safe and just take a half day off just in case. And so we did, you know, and we went and had the shots done, came back. And, yeah, sure enough, I was pretty drowsy the rest of the afternoon. I was just like a little lethargic. I didn't really feel like doing anything else. I was just kind of drowsy. And I didn't want to drive in that condition. I didn't want to be working in that state because I just didn't think I was going to be very productive. So I just, you know, took the rest of the day off and just slept. I just napped and slept through the day. And the next day I got up, I was fine. It was not a big deal. That was all it was, just a little drowsiness. And then when we got the booster shot, it was the same thing. It was the exact same thing. I took another half day off from work because I was thinking, well, the booster should be okay. But I remember what happened with the first shot. I got really, really drowsy. So I just better play it safe and just take the half day off, which I did. And I'm glad I did because, once again, I came home and about a couple hours after we drove home, I was feeling pretty drowsy and I slept the rest of the afternoon. And that was it. It was good. And I hadn't had any other issues with it. So I guess it's a good thing. And Ed says, yes, I want a copy of Chris's book and I enjoyed it. And I'm glad you did. I enjoyed it too immensely. It's a really good book. And I think it teaches a really good life lesson, doesn't it? It really does. Once again, here's to you, Ed. Congratulations. To Ed. Anyone else, any other thoughts on this? And let's see. Hey, look, a fork. Hey, look, a fork is in the chat. And it's great to see you in the chat. Hey, look, a fork. That's his handle there in the chat. This is on Twitch. Hey, look, a fork says, okay, I know you may be sensitive, but you look like Chevy Chase. No hate. Channel your inner Norm. Swedish German. Be fearless. You have failed me. do I look like Chevy Chase? Well, I guess I do now because he's kind of like he's kind of bald and everything. Now there's a hair sticking out in the sides, and I guess maybe I do. You really think I look like Chevy Chase? I hope not. I mean, I shouldn't say anything. I've heard stories about Chevy Chase. I hope I'm a nice guy. I try to be a nice guy. I've heard stories about Chevy Chase. I'm not going to go in there now. I don't know the man personally. Never have. I watched him on Saturday Night Live back in the day. I've seen a few of his movies. I enjoyed his movies as he got older. Not so much. He was in Community, right? That was the last. I think that was the latest thing he did was Community. I don't really get into that too much, but I've enjoyed some of his humor in some of his earlier movies. One that I particularly enjoyed was one called, well, aside from the vacation movies, everybody knows the vacation movies. I enjoy the vacation movies. They're really funny. There's some great scenes in there. And his delivery, I think, is just really on the mark on that. But one movie that I enjoyed was one called Funny Farm. You ever seen Funny Farm? This is one where he and his wife, they play this couple that go out and move out to a farm out in the rural area and try to make a go of it there. And it's pretty funny. I liked it. I there were some people, I think some critics kind of panned it a little bit, and a couple of my friends that went with me, they thought it was okay, but I really kind of enjoyed the film. I thought it was pretty funny. I liked it. Anyway, he's Chevy Chase and I'm not, so there you go. CM Sanders says, you got the hair. I guess I do. Hey, look, a fork. I'm glad you're here anyway. Hang around. And I hope I haven't failed you. Look, I don't know. How have I failed you? Anyway, I try to be even keeled on this, okay? I got the hair. Okay, well, I guess. Well, you know, when you reach that age, and I think he's a little older than me, isn't he? How old is Chevy Chase? I don't know. Anybody look it up? How old is Chevy Chase? But look, I watched Chevy Chase way back from the very beginning of SNL. And the very early days, you know, with the, I guess, the golden era of SNL, when you know, it was Chevy Chase and John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray and Jane Curtin and Garrett Morris and all these guys, and the very, very early days, you know, the very start of it. I remember when it first came out, and that really dates me, doesn't it? That really dates me. When Saturday Night Live first came out, it was very funny. I haven't watched Saturday Night Live in ages. I've caught a little few snippets of it here and there, but it's not like it was in the very beginning. It's not even like it was in the days when, say, Norm MacDonald's on, and he just passed away, by the way. Sorry for Norm. And people like, yeah, I was thinking about it, just thinking about Tommy Boy. That was a funny movie. But you know who I'm talking about. Anyway, there have been some stages of Saturday Night Live that were pretty good, pretty funny. And then I don't know. It's not the same anymore. As a matter of fact, after the original cast left, there was a period of time where I didn't really watch it at all. But and then when it went back, started watching it again for a while, and then I sort of quit watching it again. So it's kind of back and forth. But I don't know. I don't even know who is currently in the cast now for Saturday Night Live. I have no idea. I haven't really kept up with it for a while. Anyway, I really digress, but that's what we do on this stream of consciousness kind of show. All right, I have some national days. Let's get through the national days here, okay? I've got the wrong mouse again. National days. This is going to be fun. And where are we? Okay, pull up the national days. Okay. September 18th. For another 44 minutes is Air Force birthday. Did you know that the Air Force is having its birthday today, September 18th? Air Force birthday. I got a drink to this. National Cheeseburger Day. National Cheeseburger Day is today. I love cheeseburgers. I had one the other day. You know, I've been watching Cheeseburger Story. I've been watching this show on one of the channels, on the over-the-air channels, called You Gotta Eat Here, okay? And late night, comes on late night, and I go to bed with this thing. And sometimes I can't sleep because this show has this guy, his name's John Cattucci, and he goes around mostly in Canada, but sometimes in the U.S. too. He goes to some place in the U.S. He's been like, Louisiana, around New Orleans and Nashville and that sort of place thing, but he goes around to a lot of other places like Alberta and things like that, British Columbia. That it's he goes around to these places and he tries out foods at all these various restaurants. He just tries it out. And what he does is he goes in and he interviews the people that are eating in the restaurant, sees what and looks at the kind of dishes that they're serving in the restaurant. And then he goes back in the back and then sees how they're made. And the proprietor or the chef back there shows how they make the dishes, and they put all the ingredients in and put it all together, and he helps them with it, and then he tries it out. This show is addictive because the food is just unbelievable. Some of the food that they show, he has had these big burgers on there, just humongous burgers with just all kinds of stuff in them, and hot dogs with just like these chili cheese dogs, and they make them fresh. This is not kind of thing where they like microwave a lot of stuff and then serve it to people out front. They make this stuff from scratch. Everything's made from scratch, and then they make it and serve it fresh. That's what's really intriguing about this show, is that they put everything into this, and they make all this food just fresh right then and there. And they show the process and of course and everything, but when you see the finished product and it's just so succulent and so juicy and so, you know, you just really want to, and everybody talks about, oh, this is melting your mouth and this thing's just awesome. And this is so, by the time that show's half over, I'm looking at Chi and I'm saying, I gotta go downstairs to get a snack. I gotta go get a snack because I am hungry. I want one of those burgers. I want one of those dishes they've got here, those big dishes. It's big hot dogs or whatever. And she says, you're really, really terrible. And yeah, I am, but it's addictive. It's, you look at the show and you see all this food and it's like 1 a.m. and you just have this, oh man, I got to eat there. I got to go get something to eat. I got to stop watching this show. Because I'm putting on some pounds and it's not healthy. Because that's what happens, is I watch this thing and it really makes me hungry, and then I have to go downstairs and find something to eat at 1 a.m. It's terrible. It really is. So, yeah, anyway, so National Cheeseburger Day. I'll drink to that. It's National HIV, AIDS, and Aging Awareness Day. That has been a pretty devastating disease. And HIV, AIDS, and Aging Awareness Day. So it's basically 2 days in one. I'm aware of aging. That's for sure. National Dance Day. Third Saturday in September is National Dance Day. It's also National Gymnastics Day. That's the third Saturday in September. Third Saturday in September is also Boys and Girls Club Day for kids. And the third Saturday in September is also Puppy Mill Awareness Day. It's also National Cleanup Day. We all have to do some cleanup. And I'm not going to sing the old Barney the Dinosaur song about cleanup. If you don't know what I'm talking about, never mind, because I'm not going to sing it. National Cleanup Day, third Saturday in September. It's also, the third Saturday in September is also Responsible Dog Ownership Day. And I'm all for that. Here's to all those days. I'll drink to those. Here's to all those days. Speaking of responsible, let's see. Ed says, my second shot in February felt like I was punched in the arm and slept extra the next day. So far, this third shot is a little sore at the injection site. So you got the booster shot. You got the third shot. That's what you're saying. Okay, it was not the second shot. It was the third shot. We have not been... Exactly. It's kind of up in the air as to whether or not to get the booster shot for us. I don't have a problem with it. If we need a booster shot, I'll get a booster shot. It's not a big deal for me. I mean, the first two shots didn't seem like a big problem, the big deal. The third shot, if a nap is involved, I'll just sleep it off and not a big deal. I don't care. It's all right. But the so far, this third shot is a little sore at the injection site. I was sore every time, just a little bit. You know, just a sore mark on the arm, and that was it. And they give you the choice of which arm you want to get the shot in. Because some people, they want them both in the same arm. Some people, they want them in different arms. And some people won't care. I don't think it was that big of a deal to me. Ed says, not ready for primetime players. The original SNL crew were called. That's absolutely correct, Ed. You win. You win, Ed. I tell you what, you win. I don't know what you win. Whoops. That's wrong. Boy, I'm really hitting all the wrong buttons here. There we go. I'm hitting all the wrong buttons again. Hold on a second. There we go. I'm hitting all the wrong buttons today. All right. One of these days I'll get the buttons right. let's see. I'm using a Stream Deck, by the way. It's a 15-button Stream Deck. It's only 15 buttons, but I need like 30 buttons. So I've got 15 buttons, and I've got two pages, and sometimes I'm on the wrong page when I'm hitting them. Little TMI there for everybody. Okay. I'll get this straight. I'll get this straight. At some point, I will get this straight. All right. Yes, not ready for primetime players. That's what they were called. Absolutely. That's what they were called. SNL, the original SNL. That was some good stuff. You know, with John Belushi, I think, personally, I think John Belushi kind of stole that show. In a lot of ways. I mean, yeah, Aykroyd was good, and Bill Murray was funny, and Gene Curtin was funny, and you know, all the rest of them, Garrett Morrison, all these guys, they were all funny. But Belushi, I mean, he was larger than life, literally, and he basically stole the show every episode. I mean, his samurai thing. That was one of the things that I really always enjoyed was his samurai character. Yeah, you remember that? That was always a trip. I enjoyed that. So, Belushi was good. You know, one of the reasons I went to see 1941, the movie 1941. If you haven't seen it, you got to go see it. It got panned by critics somewhat, but I think it's a classic. But if you've never, and I showed it to Chi and the kids one time, we rented it and I showed it, and it's just, it's really, really funny. It's a really enjoyable film, but if you've never seen it, but that was one of the reasons I went to see that movie in the first place was for John Belushi. And he's not in the whole film, he's just in part of the film. And of course, a lot of other Saturday Night alumni were in the field, were in the film too. This was a Steven Spielberg movie, by the way. This was a Spielberg film. But and if you ever get a chance to see it, I highly recommend watch 1941. And I love the theme music. I love the theme to 1941. It's just great. Slim Pickens was in it, and I think Dan Aykroyd was in it. It was just a big cast of stars. It was just a really fun movie. I think it was just a fun tongue-in-cheek film. A look at the aftermath of December 7th and everyone sort of preparing for an invasion on the shores of the U.S. on the coast of California, and it's pretty trippy. It's kind of a trippy movie. A couple of things that are a little bit out of. I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil it. But it's kind of a trippy film, and it's very funny. But a big cast of characters. Really enjoy that film. Ed, you've seen it, right? You've seen 1941. I got the theme song running in my head now. But John Belushi he played a character in that film, and he played a pilot of an airplane, one of the fighter pilots, and he's something else. And it's almost like his character in Animal House. If you've ever seen Animal House, another classic with Belushi in it. But if you've seen his character in Animal House, then this is not too far away. His character in 1941 is not too far away from it. Not too far away. Anyway, brings back some memories. So anyway, where was I? Okay, I really digress. Let's go back to the national days. National days. Okay, so Responsible Dog Ownership Day is third Saturday, September. September 19th, I'm going to get back to that in a minute. September 19th is National Butterscotch Pudding Day. I love butterscotch pudding. Butterscotch Pudding Day, I'll drink to that. It's also Wife Appreciation Day. The third Sunday in September is Wife Appreciation Day. And let me tell you something. If nothing else, I do appreciate my wife. She is an awesome, awesome lady. And I don't know what I would do without her. You know what I say? Every time I say that, you know what her response is? I said, what would I do without you? And she says, cripple and die. And she's right. I probably would, because she is that awesome. I mean, she really, I'm not making this up. She really is an awesome lady. She and I have been married for 27 years, not too far away from 28. And I love her more and more each day. She's just an awesome person. She really is. And very dedicated to her family. Great mother and just a great wife. And she's a good dog mom. She's also a great dog mom, too. I'll get to that in a minute. But Wife Appreciation Day, I will drink to that, because I do appreciate my wife. September 19th, one more day. September 19th is also Talk Like a Pirate Day. Arr, meaty. Yes, it is Talk Like a Pirate Day. Tomorrow is Talk Like a Pirate Day, and it's going to be tomorrow in about 33 more minutes. Talk like a pirate, matey. You know you want to. You be wanting to talk like a pirate. Arr. Anyway, so hearing some feedback from my voice back there. It was not pretty. Sorry about that, folks. Okay, but it's Talk Like a Pirate. I love Talk Like a Pirate Day because I love to talk like a pirate, matey. Arr. We'll just all walk around all day tomorrow going, arr. I don't know where that came from, actually. I don't know that pirates actually talked like that. But actually, it came from the movie, what was his name? Robert, Ed, you can help me out here. What was his name? Robert, who played... a pirate in Treasure Island. He played the character of the pirate in Treasure Island, and that was his voice that everybody's tried to emulate over the eons of time, because Treasure Island was like, that was the movie, you know, with what was his name? He can't think of his name now. I blanked out. But anyway, it was him doing his pirate persona, his pirate character in the movie that everyone has tried to emulate. That's what everyone has based their, when did that come out? 1940s, 1950s? I think actually one of the versions of that might be in the public domain. I don't know. You can check that out in Treasure Island. But he was, you know, I can kind of look that up real quick. Why don't I just look that up real quick? Because I think that would be easier for me to do than try to say it. Let's see. Treasure Island. And I spelled it wrong because I've had some of this wine. And it wants to pull up Treasure Island, Florida. There is a Treasure Island, Florida. There's also a Treasure Island of Vegas. And I pulled the wrong thing. Here we go. Treasure Island was written by Robert Louis Stevenson, by the way. But the movie, I'm looking for the movie. The movie was that people try to emulate the character from was, Long John Silver. Thank you. And a seafood shop. I haven't eaten a Long John Silver's in ages, but we used to have them in Florida, and they kind of went out of business or disappeared or something. Supposedly there's one around here somewhere. I have no idea where it is. Anyway, Long John Silver, that is the character that was, I'm trying to remember who played it. Let's see if I can find out who played it. Robert Louis Stevenson. Robert Louis Stevenson wrote the book, but... the movie Treasure Island. I'm trying to figure out, where that came. That was, there were a lot of versions. This movie has been done many, many times. There's one that was done in 1918. There's one in 1920. That was a silent, these first two were silent films. Wallace Beery, 1934, with Jackie Cooper and Wallace Beery. The 1950 film, that was the one I was looking for. That's the one with Bobby Driscoll that played Jim Hawkins, young Jim Hawkins. And it was Robert, let me see if I can find it. It was Robert, I couldn't remember that. I had it here a second ago. Let's see. I had it just a moment ago. I want to say, where is it? Well, not Wallace Beery. Let me see if I can find it now. Robert Newton, thank you. It was Robert, thank you. I don't know who to say thank it to. I thank you to Wikipedia. It was Robert Newton. That's who I was thinking of. Robert Newton was the one. He's the one that sort of, he kind of made, this was the first version in color, and it was a Disney version. It was a Disney live action film. And this is the one where he kind of personified Long John Silver, and that's kind of where everybody gets the R from, because that was Robert Newton that did that, introduced all that kind of stuff. Robert Newton, he was, he played it a couple of times, I think. He played it with Bobby Driscoll in the Disney version. That was in 1950. He played it, I think he played it again somewhere else, but I can't remember where. I'm going to spend the rest of this live stream trying to look it up. And I can't believe I'm doing it now. But the classic film. That's where the talk like a pirate kind of thing came from. It's like he's the guy who set, Robert Newton's the guy who set that bar, who actually kind of, he kind of created that sort of, I guess the idea of pirates talking like that, because that's how he portrayed it. So that, anyway, that was a long, yeah, that was too long, wasn't it? Yes. And Ed says, Newton Robert played Long John Silver. Yes, exactly. Yeah. I had to go look it up, but I remember him because I remember the film and I remember watching the Disney version of Treasure. You know, Disney actually did a remake of Treasure Island, an animated remake some years back called Treasure Planet. Well, instead of it taking place on an island, it took place in space and it was animated. And it was actually quite good. I really enjoyed it because I had been waiting for somebody to do an animated film in space like that. Kind of a Star Wars, an animated Star Wars kind of thing. But not cheesy animation. A lot of people have been doing cheesy animation, you know, like Saturday morning cartoon style animation, limited animation. But I was waiting for somebody like Disney or Don Bluth or somebody to come out with a really, really good animated film that took place in space. And Disney finally did one, and that was, to their credit, I don't like to give Disney too much credit for stuff anymore, but to their credit, that was Treasure Planet. And what did they do? They basically just remade Treasure Island is what they did. Just Treasure Island in space. But it was still entertaining. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed the film. Ed says he played it in a short-lived series in the 1950s, I think. I think you're right. I think he reprised, whatever. He did the role again in a short-lived series in the 1950s. I think you're absolutely right on that. It seems like I kind of remember that. And Ed and I can remember stuff like that because we're old enough to remember stuff that we probably, and a lot of stuff we probably should have forgotten anyway. But Ed said, now here's another piece of trivia, because Ed's really good at trivia. I would not want to play a trivia against Ed, because he would win every time. I would lose terribly. Yeah, I'm decent at trivia. My family would think I'm decent at trivia, but Ed, he's the master. He is really good at trivia. He knows a lot of this stuff. Ed says, Spielberg pulled out his high school clarinet and played the 1941 anthem because he thought the theme was already intended to be a little hokey. I didn't know that. Pulled out his high school clarinet and played the 1941 anthem because he thought the theme was already intended to be a little hokey. That's kind of cool. I did not know that. And like I said, Ed would win a Trivial Pursuit game against me any day of the week. I can tell you that for a fact. I know Ed. He's very good at trivia. And he also said, Ed says, Treasure Planet, Michael J. Fox did the voice and Emma Thompson did the voice. That's right. You know, I forgot that Michael J. Fox did the voice of the young character in there. Emma Thompson, yeah. I think I remember that Emma Thompson did a voice in there. I forgot Michael J. Fox did one. But it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. I did. Let's see. I think that does it for the National Days, right? There is one thing I want to mention about the Responsible Dog Ownership Day, and it says something that I want to bring up a little bit because we've had, and I told you at the very beginning of the show, this has been kind of a rough week. This was kind of a rough week for all of us here at home. My son Tommy is away at App State right now. By the way, I forgot to mention last week, Tommy has really been doing some great things over at App State, Appalachian State University up in Boone, North Carolina. And he's doing his senior year right now, and in his senior year, he has done a number of different things, really gotten involved in the media. He's going for his degree in communications and media communications, and also with a minor in business or business management. But he's really, really taking off to doing what he's doing with media communications. He's working at 90.5 FM, WASU 90.5 FM. That is the college station there. They play a lot of rock. They play some indie rock and some 80s, 90s rock, indie rock, that sort of thing. And he's a DJ there. He operates as a DJ there on from 10 to 12, 10 a.m. to 12 noon on Saturdays. He's the DJ on there. He also does some news breaks. He does a news break on Thursdays, which we've heard and really, really enjoyed it. He's got a natural voice for that. He does. He does news breaks 3:45 p.m. on Thursdays. That's when he does it. He writes all of his own news material and does the weather as well. And he told me that he just joined the news department over at App State TV. The App TV is the Appalachian State University TV station. So they have a student. And the thing is about the radio and the TV stations, they're all student run. They're all students that run the station. And or the stations, you know, the TV and the radio stations. So he's part of that now, and he's really gotten involved in it. And he's looking at doing a number of different projects with it. But we've heard him on the air. We've heard him live on the air, and he sounds great. And it's really, really fun listening to him. And, I just want to say here's to my son, Tommy. Some great accomplishments there, son. Here's to you. You know, Chris, if you're watching an hour later or listening, I'm talking to Chris Kremitzos here. He did this. He was able to do this. And also, Todd, if you're watching an hour later, Todd Cochran, he did this because of you guys. You guys helped him get to where he is because, and particularly Todd, You know, Chris inspired him with PodFest. He was so impressed with going to PodFest and everything like that the last few years, and he learned a lot. He learned a lot from PodFest that's helped him on to do this. He, of course, he does do his podcast, the Cube Command podcast. Also, Todd Cochran, who really, really helped him. I still owe Todd some beers for that, who really helped him along his way by giving him a really, really critical interview for about the history of podcasting that earned Tommy a presidential scholarship that got him through the first 2 years of school, first 2 years of college. And it was because of that that he's pursued his career in communications because of podcasting. And I want to say that those who are podcasters and who are watching the show, because I know some of you are podcasters who do watch the show, and one of the things that I get from podcasters all the time, because I'm involved in the podcast movement groups and things like that, one of the things that comes up a lot is, well, I want to monetize my podcast, or what are the things I can do with my podcast? Where could podcasting take me? And most people kind of limit themselves to saying, well, you know, I want to monetize my podcast. I got this podcast and I want to make money from it, and I want to, you know, build a business or career out of it and that sort of thing. But there are other ways to build a business and a career out of podcasting besides just trying to put a podcast and trying to get sponsors. First of all, that's only a very, very, very few people that are able to do that. But, and I'm not saying this to discourage you. It's just that there are many other ways to monetize your podcast, many other ways to benefit from podcasting other than just trying to get sponsors for a podcast. There are many other ways. If you're just thinking about getting sponsors for a podcast, you're being very, very short-sighted. You got tunnel vision there. What you really need to do is broaden everything and look at everything. Look at all the possibilities. One of the possibilities that podcasting can take you with is where my son is going now. And that's the lesson here is that my son started off as a podcaster as a kid. He started off podcasting when he was 10 years old. He grabbed the mic, never gave it back. He grabbed the mic from me, never gave it back. He's been podcasting ever since. And he has really developed, he's developed his skills to where he's found opportunities that podcasting has taken him into radio and television. And it's not just the podcasting, but the live streaming. The podcasting into radio, the live streaming into television. And these are paths that he's gone to. I think he's got a very bright career ahead of him. He just keeps doing what he's doing. I think he's got a great career ahead of him. But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying in terms of if you're somebody who's trying to get into podcasting or streaming, live streaming like this, there don't just narrowly focus on saying, well, I've got to try to, how can I monetize what I'm doing here? Don't limit yourself to that. Take what you're doing, learn everything you can about what you're doing, and apply it to every possibility out there, and possibilities that have not been invented yet. My son Tommy is experiencing that right now. He would not be where he is right now if it wasn't for podcasting. I'm just saying that. He wouldn't. So just saying, these are the kind of places where that sort of thing can take you if that's what you're into. And this isn't true of podcasting. This is true of anything. Anything you're doing in life, you never know where it's going to take you. You learn a skill set. You learn how to do something. And the possibilities are endless. You can take, even if it's basket weaving, underwater basket weaving, whatever it is, You learn those skills, and you never know where that's going to take you into other areas. Something that could be just a fantastic new place, a new career. You just never know. So I'm saying, don't limit yourself to focus that. Well, you know, I can do basket weaving. I could sell some baskets at the market. Or I could do basket weaving, learn everything again about basket weaving. It could take me to other places. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Don't limit yourself to just the you know, just one thing here. Open your horizons, open your minds, think outside of the box, take it to new places, and you discover new things, and you might find yourself in a place that you never dreamed you'd be, but that could be the ultimate place to be. I'm just saying. So, does that make any sense? Ed says, rarely do I know any sports trivia. I'm right with you there. And actually, I'm not really a big sports trivia person. And that Square Guy's in the chat, and I'm glad to see you here. I mean, it's great to see you here, that Square Guy. Did I miss you? I was over here talking. I went on my rant, and I got out of the chat here for a minute. But that Square Guy says, hello, Rick. Darcy and I just got home from a walk. And he says, I suppose you do look a little like Chevy Chase, and Chevy Chase is fantastic, so I'd consider that a compliment. Well, thank you. You know, that Square Guy and Darcy do some great streams. If you've never seen his – oh, I got to tell you something. Hold on a second. Square Guy and Darcy, if you're not on Twitch, get on Twitch. Watch. He does some fabulous streams on Legos. He puts together Lego kits and things like that. Does a fabulous job with it. I can't do that stuff, really. I can't. I try to put stuff together. I can't even follow directions on it. He does a fabulous job with it. He puts together Lego kits. But the main thing is that he's got that Square Guy, that Square Gang. I did say it right this time. That Square Guy. I'm part of that Square Gang. But he's got a great tribe there that has really, really clicked, and just fun to be involved with. Even if you're not really into Legos, it's good to check him out. Yeah, go check him out. Because they also do some other, he plays some video games. They do some baking videos. He and Darcy do some baking videos. And they do a great job with it. It's my favorite streamer. And I want to say that Square Guy, it's an honor to be part of that Square Gang. And, you know, and it's an honor to have you here, by the way, tonight. So you think I do look a little bit like Chevy Chase? He's not wearing, is he wearing glasses now? I guess he is wearing some glasses now. And so let me scroll down here. The Square Guy says, Treasure Island, Long John Silver. I read the book recently. It was fun with Robert Newton and also Orson Welles. I look at the Twitch chat. I'll do that. Treasure Planet. I love Treasure Planet is what he's saying. And the Square Guy says he does wear glasses. Yeah. Also, thanks for the kind words. No problem. It's an honor to it's an honor to have you here, actually. Okay, so I was going to tell you something. Okay, I just saw this today. Bear with me, folks, if you're not really so much into the Legos, but I'm into Legos because I played Legos when I was a kid. I played with them when I was a kid. My kids collected a lot of Legos. We spent a lot of money on Legos over the years, and I've stepped on a lot of Legos, okay? I've stepped on a lot of Legos over my time, and I tell you, I think one of my feet never recovered from one of those instances. Anyway, that Square Guy, you might not know this, but yeah, ouch. Hey, you know. I'm sure you stepped on a Lego at some point. But Legos, where were we? Oh, yes. I just found out today, I was looking at, and one of the, now for those of you who don't know, that one of the things they do with the Legos is that they submit, they have submissions for those, and I have actually mentioned that on the show in the past. They have submissions for those who put together their own Lego kits and for proposed or ideas for Lego kits in the future that Lego could produce and put out and market and sell. And some of these people are very, very talented at putting together these ideas for Lego kits. They test them out. They put together their own Lego creations from the existing Lego pieces. And some of them have done some really fantastic, amazing things with Legos. There is one currently out now that apparently is on the list. I just heard about this today. I saw it in the news. This guy that created a proposed Lego kit for, wait for it, Stargate. Okay? He's got, and it's unbelievably realistic. He's got everything down, the pieces down and everything from the existing pieces. Have you seen this? Square Guy, have you seen this? And Seaman Center says, everyone knows the pain of stepping on a Lego to the point, I hope you step on a Lego as an insult. Yeah. So, Talusia says, hi, Daddy. And, Talusia, good to see you here in the chat. And the Square Guy says, I haven't. Talusia says, great content. Thank you. I appreciate that. I do. And Square Guy says, I'll have a look. Yeah, check it out. It's in the news today, but it looks so realistic. I really hope this becomes a Lego kit because you got to put this one together. But it's got the ramp. It's got the Stargate. And I think they were doing it based on Stargate SG-1, not the movie, but Stargate SG-1 down in where they all go into the Stargate to go to the various places. And if you've ever seen the show, and they've had like two or three spinoffs of Stargate. I remember the original movie, as a matter of fact. I really enjoyed the movie. That movie actually had one of my favorite Disney actors in it. If you know who it is, and Ed, I bet you can answer this. I'll tell you what, if you know the answer, if somebody hasn't run a dad joke book yet, I'll send a dad joke book. If somebody who hasn't won a dad joke book, if you have won a dad joke book, if you know the answer, I'll send you, well, not this one, Infinite Giving. There we go. Yeah. Infinite Giving. I'll send you a copy of that because I still have one to give away. The trivia question for tonight, who were the two actors in the original Stargate movie? This is an impromptu giveaway here. Who were the two actors in the original Stargate movie, one of whom was who went on to have a career in a lot of in several other TV shows, but the other one was a Disney alumni who started off working in Disney movies as a kid. If you know the answer to these two actors, tell me. You can win a book. Yes, Square Guy, you got one of them correct. You got one of them correct. And he says, and I don't know who else. Okay, let me give a clue to the other person. The other actor was in, darn, I shouldn't even say the actual name of the show, American show. But he played an attorney? No, not William Shatner in Boston Legal. Okay, I mean, somebody was going to pop that in there, but no, William Shatner wasn't even in Stargate. He was in Star Trek, not Stargate. somebody was going to say that at some point. Ed, do you know who was in Star? And we've seen the movie several times. We've got the original DVD. But Square Guy, you have one of the. You know what? I don't mind sending you this book, the Infinite Giving book. It's because I can mail that out to you, even though you're in Australia. It could take months to get there to you, but I can send it down anyway. Okay, as long as it doesn't cost me $100, send it. Okay, so you got one. You have one of the actors, but who was the other one? Who was in the original Stargate movie? And anybody can answer that. Ed, you thinking it? Yes, Ed, you have it. Well, you kind of have it. Yeah, I kind of have it. The spelling is a little bit, you have it in spades. don't get it confused with the WFL. Not WFL. What am I saying? Yeah, I'm getting mixed up now. Don't get confused with the SNL alumni, which is David Spade. Now, not David Spade, but it's you got the first name right. Ed has the first name correct, but not Spade, but Come on, you help me out because I want to give away a book. I might give away two of these if I can. Okay, a score guy says he has one of them right. Ed has both of them almost right. Okay, I'll give you the first one, the Disney one that both Ed and a square guy got right was anybody else jump in? Let me check in Twitter first. Okay. Anything else going on? Gee, you know this. But you're disqualified because your family, you can't participate in this one. Sorry. That would be fair. Okay. Yes, Kurt Russell was the Disney alumni. He played the Colonel in the original Stargate. He played the Colonel. He was the kind of gruff Colonel who was not really keen on the whole. He didn't like the other guy too much at the very beginning. He didn't really have a lot of respect for the other guy until halfway through, and then he really developed more respect for him. Yeah. Square Guy says, Kurt Russell, you got Kurt Russell right, and so did Ed. Everybody got Kurt Russell correct. Kurt Russell he's always been one of my favorite actors. Ever since he was a kid in a lot of the Disney films, like The Computer Wore Tennis Shoes and a lot of those goofy Disney comedies back in the 60s, late 60s, early 70s. And, then, of course, he did a lot of other stuff. He did a lot of other stuff. I think the one thing I haven't seen that I didn't really care for the character much was that was the one with The Hateful Eight. That was The Hateful Eight with I didn't actually watch the movie, but I've seen and heard enough of it that I really – don't want to. It's not my favorite concept for a The Hateful Eight. Well, he was in that. He's in another movie coming up somewhere. But Kurt Russell was kind of like the all-American kid back in the early Disney days. And of course, he did a big. And one of the reasons I went to see Big Trouble in Little China, if anybody ever saw that, was because of the fact that I liked him so much. A lot of Disney early Disney. Yes, Ed, you got it. You got it right. You got it. You finally got it right. Okay, typo. Okay, it's typo. Okay, I'll give you that one. Okay, Kurt Russell played the Colonel. James Spader was the other guy, the young guy that was sent in to accompany the Colonel in there along with the crew. That's the other guy, James Spader. And I didn't want to give away because I knew as soon as I gave away, I was giving hints away, but I was trying not to give away the actual name of the TV shows that he was in because I knew that would give them away right away. But James Spader was the other person. You're right. So, man, I think I owe each of you a book. So I'll tell you what, I'll give a comment because Ed doesn't have a copy of Infinite Giving. I'll give a copy of that to you. It's a little more promotional than anything else, but it has some really good principles in it. I'll send you a copy of Infinite Giving. That square guy, you don't have a dad joke book yet, do you? I don't think you have a dad joke book yet. I'm going to send you a dad joke book. How about that? I know you're in the land down under, but I'll send you a dad joke book. It might take a year to get there, but I'll send you one. You don't. Okay. That square guy says, I don't. Okay. The postage is so expensive though. Yeah, it is. Maybe I should send something else along with it. I'll give me a few days to put something together. I'll send you a care package on that. Something you can use on your stream. Send an ebook. I don't know if I can send the ebook. Let me see if I can do that. Someone else had actually won a dad joke book some time back, and he was in the UK, and I was not able to send the ebook to the UK, so I had to say, well, I'm sorry, I can't send this thing because it was no way. I didn't know at first he was in the UK, but I couldn't send it there. Amazon wouldn't let me send it to the UK. But I can send let me see what I can do. I'll see what I can do. I'll do my best. I'll see what I can do. We'll work something out on that. But because I got these books in here, I'm going to give them away. And I'm in a giving mood. I really am. So CM Sender says, oh, yeah, shipping to Australia is going to be a bit troublesome. It is. It's not a problem. It's in Florida. I could probably, well, I can't walk it down there, but maybe I can, next time I'm down there, I can drive to, maybe I could send it down there next time we go down there or something. I can just give it to them. In person, that would be even better, wouldn't it? That would be even better because I haven't seen Ed in a long time, and I miss my friend. Ed says, you froze. You're back now. Okay, did I freeze? I didn't freeze. Okay. that was the video. Okay. We're getting close to the end of the stream, folks. We're at the end of the stream. And if you ask my wife, we're way past the end of the stream because there's one thing I did want to mention, and that was I briefly mentioned this at the very beginning of the show. We had a pretty rough week this week. We had kind of a rough week this week because Tommy's dog, Cosmo, as you know, I've mentioned Cosmo many times. I don't know if I have. I've been on this shot for so long. By the way, hey, before I do that, I've got to there's one more thing I have to do. I want to say congratulations to both of you who won. Both of you who won. Oh, no, that's not the one. Here you go. That's more like it. Okay, so that's to both of you, to both Ed and that square guy. I'm going to do it again. Here, more applause. Okay, that's what I wanted to do. I got to fix these buttons. I got to fix me after I've had too much wine and playing with these buttons because I'm just pushing buttons. I don't even know what I'm pushing anymore. See, look at that. I'm not even supposed to be doing this, and I'm doing this. And by the way, that's animation is courtesy of CM Sender in the chat. She did the animation for this, by the way. That's hers. She does that. She can do it for you too, actually, if you're a streamer. You can send her a commissioner to do that, and she'll do that for you. So it's pretty cool. Pretty good stuff. Where was I? Oh, yes, Cosmo. So I've mentioned our dog Cosmo many times. He's Tommy's dog. Let me see if I've got a picture of Cosmo somewhere. I don't have one right up here. But Tommy's dog Cosmo, really cute little dog. He's just been such a happy dog. He's over 14, going on 15, actually, 15 years old. So he's been a very happy, go-lucky dog. He loves to play. He's just very active, very active. The dog's 14, over 14, and he still acts like a puppy. So we call him Puppy still, affectionately so. But Monday night, he had a sudden seizure. 1:30 in the morning, he had a sudden seizure that lasted like 2.5 minutes, and it scared the heck out of all of us. And we were really scared because we didn't really know what to do. He never had anything like that before. And so we took him down to the emergency room. There's a vet. We have a vet down across town that has an emergency room 24/7. So we took him. It was not cheap, I'll tell you that. But we didn't know what else to do. We just took him over to the emergency room, and they looked him over, and they said, well, it was a first-time seizure. You know, if it happens again, give us a call or go take him to your local vet during the day and see, you know, have him checked out, have some blood work done, that sort of thing, have an MRI, whatever, because he is an older dog. So sure enough, the next day, the next evening, at night, he had three more seizures in succession over the course of a 5-hour period. He had three seizures. So that really concerned us. So the next day we took him right to the vet, and the vet put him on some antibiotics, and which has been fun to get him to take all these meds, the antibiotics and some anti-seizure medication. So he's been on that. And since then, he has not been himself. He's been very, very kind of out of it. he's kind of out of it. So, so we've been very concerned about him, and whether or not, you know, how he's going to be going at this point forward. And it seems like some of this, I don't know, maybe some of this may be permanent. I don't know. So, you know, so that was our week. Our week was very rough. We were out. She and I didn't get home from the doggy ER until 5 a.m. And then we both had to get up and go to work the next morning. So we were pretty exhausted and kind of dragged ourselves through work during the day. Then the next night when we had the other three seizures, we were up again until about 4 or 5 in the morning. So we went two nights without much sleep. So it's been kind of a rough week for us with the dogs and with the dog, I should say. And we only have one dog. So if I'm seeing a little bit out of it, it's because we've been sort of doggy sitting 24/7 since Monday night, and it's been very, very strange. Anyway, that's kind of how our week went, and hopefully he'll be all right, and we're hoping so anyway. But he is an older dog, and it's something that we have to think about going forward. You know, maybe how much longer he's going to be with us, I don't know. And when it comes to dogs, I mean, I know for those who, if you've never had a dog, if you've never had a pet, or particularly a dog, it may not seem like that big of a deal. But for those who are dog parents, or those who have had pets, particularly dogs, you know how much they become part of your lives. It's not just, they're not just animals. They really, something about dogs, they've done a lot of studies on dogs, by the way, where dogs really, really, they imitate their owners, they study their owners, they can look, they recognize the facial expressions of their owners, their feelings, they're just, you know, they're very, very much in tune with their owners. And they aren't just other animals. I mean, some of these dogs they understand hundreds of words and phrases and stuff. They understand them. It's not just that they hear the words. It's like they understand what they mean. And they've done a lot of studies on this. And dogs, for all the animals in the animal kingdoms, dogs are probably the closest to really understanding humans than the funny thing is that we really don't understand the dogs as half as much as they understand us a good deal of the time. So they become part of your lives. They really, really do. They become part of your family. And for something like this, this has been very, very difficult to deal with. So we're continuing to deal with it, and hopefully he'll be with us a lot longer. But we're just not sure. And it's been a pretty tough time for everybody in the family, especially Tommy, because he is Tommy's dog. And he and Tommy pretty much grew up together. They've been pretty much pals for life. And that's been pretty tough on him. It has been. So that's been our week. Anyway, how was yours? Anyway, so if I seem kind of out of it a little bit, that's why. We've had a pretty interesting year all around. So I think it's time to close this up. There is one thing that I do want to mention real quick. You know, the hurricane season is out, is still upon us. We're still in the throes of hurricane season. Please go to ready.gov, get an emergency weather kit together, get an emergency weather radio. And, of course, you can go to buy2weirdradios.com, buy2weirdradios.com. Use the promo code WINESHOW at checkout. Use the promo code WINESHOW at checkout. You can save an additional 5% off your order on weather radios or any kind of radios or radio accessories. Go to WINESHOW. Go to buy2weirdradios.com. Use promo code WINESHOW, and you can save an additional 5% off your order. Now, for full disclosure, I am the product manager for Buy Two Weird Radios. I don't make any extra for this. It's not something that that I make any money off of. I don't make any money on the show. I spent a lot of money on the show. I'm giving away some books tonight. That's spending money on the show. I don't make any money. Trust me. and I got the I've got the invoices to prove it. But you know, I'm just doing this because they say, "Hey, give your viewers and your listeners a promo code for the show." So that's all it is. That's all it is. Just be prepared. Be prepared, because I'm big on weather preparedness. You got to be prepared, especially hurricane season doesn't end till November 30th. And I can recall a couple of years in particularly one year in Florida where we had four hurricanes come through, and the last one came through right just before Thanksgiving. So it was pretty close. So please get yourself an emergency weather kit together. And, you know, it's not just hurricanes. It can be any kind of weather event anywhere in the world. So just be prepared. I think they had an earthquake. Didn't they have an earthquake in California, Southern California, this morning? 8 in the morning or 8:30 or something like that. I heard a few things about that. 4 point something on the Richter scale. Anyway, get yourself prepared. Be prepared. Okay? You never know you're going to need an emergency weather kit. Okay, so I guess that does it for us. Final review on the wine. Here's the wine that we've been drinking tonight. And boy, what a mighty fine wine it's been. This is the Marchese di Borgosole. It is a Salice. It's a Salice Salentino. It is a 2018 Reserva. It is a wine from Puglia, Italy. Not Puglia. It's Puglia, Italy. And it is 13.5% alcohol by volume. It went pretty well with all this stuff. It went pretty well with the... Oh, I loved it with the... this has actually been out for over 2 hours, so it went really well with the what was this, porterhouse? yeah, I've had a lot of drink tonight. Okay, and the smoked turkey went well with that. I liked it with the rice, the yellow rice, and the cooked carrots, with which my wife prepared. I said I was going to, at the beginning of the show, I said I was going to tell you how she prepared this. She did this on the grill. She grilled this. She wrapped it up in foil with some butter, I think. I don't know what else she wrapped it up with. Some butter and some foil, and put the whole package on the grill and cooked it on the grill that way. And it was awesome. It was just absolutely awesome. I love carrots anyway, and I like cooked carrots. And that was just awesome. It went really well with both the cheeses. I don't know. I don't really care too much. She keeps putting this on the plate. I don't know why. But she likes it. She likes this cheese. This is a Murray's Aged Crock. Murray's Aged Crock. And it went okay with that. It did. I don't care for much for the cheese. But the wine made it better. The wine actually improved the cheese, in my opinion. But it also went pretty well with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda, which is no big surprise there because I like the cheese. And I'm telling you, I really like this wine. It's actually a pretty good wine. $12.99 at Total Wino, or as I call it, Total Wino. Total Wine, okay? I'm not disparaging it. I say that affectionately because I like the Total Wine. And this is in Charlotte, North Carolina. I don't know how it would be in the Total Wine in your area, if there is a Total Wine in your area. But that is what I paid for. It was $12.99. I like the bottle. Isn't the bottle kind of cool? I think the bottle itself, with the way the cork is in there and the little cord going down there, I think that's kind of cool. And I really like the fact that, look at this cord. That's kind of cool. That's not your typical cork. Typical cork is just straight on, and they got this special little nubby on the end. I don't know what this is. A little beveled nubby thing. And I really liked it. It's pretty cool. I was surprised by that when I took it out, and I wasn't expecting it. It's kind of neat neat little thing. But of course, I've got this to cork it with. I'm going to cork it with tonight. Oh, this is something else. I picked this up at Sunset and Vine. I know I'm going along. Whoops, wrong one. I'm going on. I'm wrong camera still. Oh no, it's the wrong camera. I'm going along this, but this is kind of cool. This is a This is a stopper. This is a bottle stopper. I picked this up at the Sunset and Vine. I want to see if I can carry some of these myself. I picked up a Sunset and Vine in Boone, North Carolina, or in Blowing Rock, North Carolina, some weeks back. It's kind of cool. Stop the bottle up with it. It's a cool little bottle stopper. Looks like a wine glass. I like that. It's pretty cool, isn't it? Anyway, so I'm glad that that Square guy says, sorry to hear all that, Rick. And you're talking about Cosmo. Yeah, I'm. Thank you. I really appreciate that, Square guy. I appreciate that. And well, I want to thank everybody for being here with me tonight. We got to close this up, right? Over late. Wow, we're late again, as usual. Anyway, I want to thank my good friend Ed for being in the chat tonight. We didn't really get a lot of Disney stories in tonight, but maybe next time. Maybe next time. Ed's really good at the Disney stories because he worked with me at Disney, and we're both Disney alumni, and he's a good friend, a good guy, and he knows his trivia, let me tell you. Okay, not sports trivia, but that's okay because I'm not big on sports trivia either. I'm just big. So... Ed, I want to thank you for being here. I really appreciate you as always. You are part of the show. You know that you are part of the show. Everybody here is part of the show. It's not just me. I'm just kind of here, you know? I'm the guy that just, you know, I'm here. You guys are the show. You guys make the show. And Ed, I really appreciate you being here for the show tonight. And what a show it's been. From my perspective, anyway, I don't know. And hey, look, a fork. Thank you for being here. If you're still here, even if you're not, but thank you for showing up, for being here tonight. CM Cinder, thank you for being here as well. My lovely wife, Chi, is also on YouTube. Thank you for being here. I didn't see my on Twitter show up. Let's see. It's okay. But I also want to thank that Square Guy for being here as always. My favorite streamer. Of all time. I do have some favorites, but he is my favorite. And a good guy. He and Darcy also, they're just a great couple. Don't ever change. Please don't ever change. Talusia, thank you for being here. And I appreciate your comments, and thanks for being here tonight. Did I miss anybody? I hope not. If I did, I'm sorry. I don't mean to miss anybody. I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here with me tonight. I appreciate each and every one of you. Like I said, you make this show. I also want to ask you, please, please, please do not drink and drive. You know how this works. Do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your apartment, your dwelling, whatever it is. Call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a cab, call a friend, or just stay put. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Do yourself and all those around you. Then just think of those around you and yourself and just stay put if you have to. Do not drink and drive. Do not text and drive because that's also dangerous, very dangerous. Do not drink and drive. Do not text and drive. Because I want you to have a great week. But most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can all join me here again next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. And we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.